All right, so we move to this. The Texas Public Safety Department says Uvalde District Police Chief has stopped cooperating with the investigation into the massacre that left 19 children and two teachers dead.
I wonder why. And the first funerals for the victims started yesterday as 10-year-old Maitai Rodriguez and Aime Marie Jo Garza are laid to rest.
Todd Pyro is here with more.
Yes, the first funerals are held for the 21 victims, including 10-year-old Maitai Rodriguez and Emery Jo Garza, the little girl being hailed a hero for trying to call for help. Her friend and classmate describes the moment she watched her friends and teacher die.
My friend Emery, she started trying to call the police with her friend's phone, and when they did that, she started saying, you'll die. And my teachers, they were screaming, saying no. Ms. Garcia was. And he shot my friend and my teachers. And then after that, he said good night. And he started shooting everybody.
What a horrible thing for a little girl to go through. Grieving community still searching for answers as a teacher who propped open a door says she did shut it before the gunman entered. According to her lawyer, quote, she remembers pulling the door closed while telling 911 that he was shooting. She thought the door would lock because that door is always supposed to be locked. And for the first time, hero off-duty CBP agent Jacob Alvarado describes how he was getting a haircut when his wife, a teacher at that school, texted that an active shooter was on campus.
As I went in, I just saw a whole bunch of kids running out, running off campus, jumping through the windows, cops breaking windows, and it was a complete chaos pretty much.
Victims' families still struggling to understand why it took school district police 45 minutes from the time the shooting started to breach that classroom. And according to Texas DPS, the district police chief, Pete Arredondo, has stopped cooperating. The Uvalde Police Department and Uvalde CISD police have been cooperating with investigators. The chief provided an initial interview but has not responded to a follow-up interview with the Texas Rangers that was made 2 days ago. That a quote from Texas DPS. Regardless, Arredondo was sworn in to his new spot on the city council after being elected earlier this month, but Uvalde Mayor Don McLaughlin canceling his inauguration ceremony. Back to you.
Yeah, they said it would not be appropriate to have a ceremony, and so they did not do it. All right, Todd, thank you very much.